across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
Hello, we are here. We're just trying to get hold of Daniel Zeichner. As predicted, we may have a few technical problems, but we will try. Now, what I'm going to do, I'm going to dial Daniel on air. This is as it happens, folks. Let's see what happens. But we've got Faye with us. Faye, hello.
Good morning.
Lovely to have
hello.
You. Hello,
hey,
Daniel. Zeichner. Can you hear me?
I can, yes. Sorry, we've been having a few calls.
We have. But I'm glad I've got you now. We're on air now. So no swearing. I know you wouldn't. And I've got Faye with me from SOS
Very
Children's
good.
Villages UK. So but you're both here to talk about the Walk a Mile March on the 23rd of June, which
Very
is to
good.
Show solidarity with child refugees. So Faye, we'll talk obviously about the march and the ins and outs of that, but is this organised by SOS Children's Villages UK? And if it is, tell me a little bit about the charity.
Yes, of course. So the march is in solidarity of child refugees, as you mentioned, and SOS Children's Villages UK is the UK arm of a global charity working to support children who have either lost parental care or those at risk of losing it. We also work along the world's key migrant routes, and we provide vital care and support to vulnerable refugee children who come into our care when they need it most. And we provide them with a variety of services, from providing trauma counselling to necessities such as food and water.
And why might children become refugees, and under what circumstances?
So children become refugees for a variety of reasons, and all refugees are escaping persecution, especially in places like Syria, where children are by far the biggest casualties of war, and children are coming into our care when they need it most, which is why we've launched this campaign called Walk a Mile, to give voice to those refugees that need it most.
And I know it's hard, because the very nature of refugees means it's immeasurable, but can you take an educated guess at how many child refugees there are in the world?
So over half of the world's refugees are children, and it's estimated that around 22.5 million child refugees are on the migrant routes at the moment.
Half a million?
Mm.
Right. So that's quite upsetting, really, when you think about it, because some of these will be unaccompanied as well, presumably.
Yeah, absolutely. And many child refugees are unaccompanied and without their families, which is really at the heart of our campaign, because whilst we're trying to keep families together, under UK immigration laws, families have been torn apart by UK immigration laws in the UK.
And Daniel, this is something you very much support.
Very much, and I think people in Cambridge very much support too. It has been pretty distressing seeing the government's approach to this over the last few years, and I and others and MPs cross-party have been working hard to try and get the government to reconsider its position.
Yes, what kind of political action can you take to help?
Well, in my view, the best thing to do would be to change the government, frankly, because I think we've seen it's not the same issue, immigration and refugees, but the hostile environment they've created for immigration, I think, is similar to their attitude, I'm afraid, to refugees. And, of course, people, listeners may well remember the debates around the so-called Dubs Amendment, where Sir Alf Dubs, Lord Dubs, rather, in the House of Lords, introduced proposals which I think most people would have thought were perfectly reasonable to help vulnerable children in Europe. But the government has dug its heels in, and still, despite the fact that there's plenty of evidence, there are plenty of councils like Cambridge who would like to help, that the government really isn't allowing people to show that spirit of generosity and solidarity that our country's always been known for.
So you've got the Walk a Mile March on the 23rd of June. I'm going to play devil's advocate here, Daniel, and say, can a march make a difference?
Oh, it can always make a difference. I remember years and years and years ago campaigning as part of the anti-apartheid movement, and someone come saying, no, this won't make any difference. None of this makes a difference. It's all little bits, part of changing the public understanding and mood, and ultimately changing government attitudes too. But I have to say the last few years have not been encouraging. I think we've gone backwards rather than forwards.
And of course the fact that this march is taking place in Cambridge, that's appropriate, isn't it? Because this city has a history of being a city of sanctuary.
Absolutely, and I strongly support the City of Sanctuary movement. And of course, going back many years, we have a proud history in Cambridge and Cambridgeshire with the kinder transport, which helped many people in the last century. So I quite understand there are people who take a different view, and sometimes these issues are controversial. But certainly in a city like Cambridge, I think there's a very strong feeling that refugees are very welcome to our city, and of course have played a huge part, made a huge contribution over many, many years to making Cambridge Cambridge, the very successful and wonderful city that it is.
And Faye, this is happening on the 23rd of June. So talk me through what will happen if I turn up in Cambridge on the 23rd of June. I want to take part or I just want to watch. What will I need to do and see?
So our march will begin at 10:30 at Parker's Peace. You won't be able to miss us. We'll be in our SOS Children's Religious T-shirt, so definitely look out for those. And the march will actually begin at 11 o'clock, where there will be a talk from SOS Children's Religious UK's CEO, Alison Wallace. We will then do the 1 mile march through Cambridge, and we'll end up at the Emmanuel United Reformed Church, where we'll be hosting a great get-together event in memory of Joe Cox MP, who was a fantastic champion of refugee rights. And that event is a really good opportunity for Cambridge, as Daniel says, which is a real city of sanctuary and shows such solidarity already for child refugees. But we want to do three key things as part of the walk. We want to show that refugees are welcome here. We want to acknowledge their strength and courage in supporting refugees, and we also want to fight for their right for family reunion.
And how many people are you hoping to get on this march?
The more the merrier. So listeners here today, please definitely do come along and join us on the march, because the more people that come together to show solidarity for refugees, the bigger the opportunity we have to show the government that refugees matter and deserve our support.
So can people register on the day, or do they need to register in advance?
So people can register in advance on our website, or they can email us, or simply just turn up on the day. I know what it's like, and not knowing what you're doing over the weekend, so definitely just turn up on the day if that's what you'd like to do.
And if they can't make it on the day but they want to help, what else can they do?
Definitely lobby your local MP. Obviously, we've heard from Daniel today, who is very supportive of the Refugee Family Reunion Bill, which is a bill that is currently going through the UK Parliament, which would allow children the opportunity to sponsor their parents to join them here in the UK. So currently, parents have the opportunity to sponsor their children, but it's not the other way around. So children don't have the right to sponsor their parents to join them. So please do get in touch with your MP. The more people that back this campaign, the bigger impact that we can have.
And so, Daniel, the outcome of something like this, you're saying it could change minds. What would be, for you, the perfect outcome of this Walk a Mile march?
Well, I think one of the good outcomes would be if we could get more local MPs to support the Family Reunion Bill, because that's a very practical thing that's going through at the moment and would help. But I think we'd also need a change in attitude from the government. It does seem to me that they've actually put barriers in the way of councils like Cambridge being able to help, when in fact what they should be doing, I think, is making it easier and working with us. So that would be the change I'm looking for.
And in your work as an MP, Daniel, do you come across situations like that? Do families come to you, adults and children, about this situation?
Oh, I can tell you, in my surgery, almost half, I would say, probably more than half of the cases are, and again, they're not exactly the same things, but immigration and, in some cases, refugee-related. People think we are taking large numbers of refugees in this country. We take very, very few. Despite all the efforts of the City Council, I think we've still only got 85, 86 Syrian families who've come to Cambridge. And there are many people who've offered their homes and want to help. So there is lots more that could be done if we had the will.
It is an area that does provoke high tensions and high emotions, though, doesn't it?
Well, I think it does when there is sometimes a lack of understanding, because particularly around refugees, these are people who are in desperate circumstances, particularly the unaccompanied children. And I think even those people who, and sometimes I quite understand people do worry about the rate of change in the world at the moment. I think most people, if they saw those examples and talked to the people, and there are some people at the moment, some young people who are in a very vulnerable situation in the city who I'm working with, who may be forced to leave. When you talk to them and hear their stories, I think very few people will be so cold-hearted as to say we shouldn't help.
And Faye, presumably these are stories that you hear almost on a daily basis at your work at the charity.
Yeah, absolutely. And every day we hear of stories across the world of children that desperately need our support, and that's why we want the government to act and put child refugees at the heart of any immigration policies.
Well, good luck for the 23rd of June. You'll be marching. And this march, it's a mile, so it's not going to tire anybody out. And as you say, there are interesting things at the end of the mile. So you're looking at a walk of, what, 20 minutes or so?
Exactly. We hope the walk will take around 20 minutes to half an hour. But if anyone isn't able to join that walk and would like to run their own mile walk, please do. It's a beautiful day today. Why not get outside, have a mile walk, and let us know that you're thinking about child refugees. All we're asking people to do is tweet a picture of their feet, tweet us at SOS Children UK, and let us know that you're thinking about refugees around the world.
And for more information about your charities, soschildrensvillages.org.uk. Daniel, will you be marching?
I will, and I'm going to be part of the celebration to remember my colleague Joe Cox, which of course is very important to many of us.
Indeed. Well, lovely to talk to you both. Thank you, Daniel, for putting up with all our technical mishaps earlier. Thank you very much for talking to us, and you too, Faye. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Across the city and South Cambridgeshire.
Lee Chambers.
Cambridge 105 Radio.